Sky High, Rocket Club by Fiala Tuakoi, and Blast from the Past by David Hill. Rocket Club by Fiala Tuakoi. Sky is clear, calls the range safety officer. He looks around the paddock to check that everyone is far enough away from the launch pad. Range is clear, he yells. When he's sure everything is safe, he begins the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Matthew pushes the launch button. Lift off! But instead of shooting straight up into the sky, Matthew's rocket explodes. Bits fly everywhere and clouds of smoke billow out. But Matthew isn't worried. He can't wait to get the pieces home so he can figure out what went wrong. It's all part of being a rocket builder. Matthew is a member of the New Zealand Rocketry Association. Once a month, from November to April, members meet to launch their rockets. The launch site is on a farm in Taupiri. It is in a big, flat paddock, away from houses, rivers, trees and power lines. Matthew has been building and launching rockets with his dad ever since he was 6. His first rocket was small and made out of cardboard. His second rocket was bigger and had 2 small motors. One day, it blew up because the igniter wasn't put in properly. Matthew plans to rebuild it so it can fly again. Matthew is now building his 3rd rocket. He designed it himself. It's a shark rocket, and it's even taller than he is. Matthew got ideas from other rockets and mixed them with his own. He used the internet to research fin shapes. Fins are small, jutting-out pieces on an aircraft or rocket that help it to fly straight. Square fins are the most efficient for flying, but Matthew thinks they look boring, so he drew his own design. To make the body of the shark rocket, Matthew and his dad wrapped fiberglass mesh around a cylinder. They made the 3 fins by stacking layers of fiberglass onto a pane of glass. Then they covered the fins with epoxy resin. When the fins were hard, they cut off the sharp bits, sanded the fins smooth, and glued them onto the body. The rocket was spray-painted at the panel beater's workshop. Matthew will practice putting the igniter into his rocket before the launch. He doesn't want anything to go wrong on the day. Safety is important at the Rocket Club. Because Matthew is young, his dad helps him with the launches. The range safety officer watches to make sure that everyone stays safe. Good weather is important. If there is too much cloud, the range safety officer will not be able to see if the sky is clear of aeroplanes. Rockets can fly hundreds or thousands of meters into the air. The rockets use parachutes to come back down to Earth. If there is too much wind, the rockets can go a long way from the launch site. Some rockets have GPS units to make them easier to find. Once, Matthew's rocket landed so far away that he had to go in a car to get it back. Using GPS to find your rocket. The GPS unit inside the rocket receives signals from at least 3 satellites, which are orbiting Earth. The GPS unit uses these signals to work out where the rocket is. The rocket's location is then sent to the GPS handset of the person who is looking for the rocket. Matthew wants to build a pyramid-shaped rocket next. As well as designing the rocket, he will need to work out a way to build it. He can't wrap fiberglass around a cylinder this time. Matthew will also have to do lots of testing because he's not sure if a pyramid rocket will work. But whatever he builds, he'll make sure he puts the igniter in properly. Blast from the Past by David Hill. People have been making rockets for a very long time. They have been used as fireworks, as weapons, to launch satellites, and to take people to the moon. But no one knows exactly when rockets were first invented. About 900 years ago, armies in China used basic rockets. The Chinese soldiers filled large bamboo tubes with gunpowder and fired them at their enemies. When these tubes hit the ground and exploded, they could be heard over 20 kilometers away. The Chinese soldiers also used smaller bamboo tubes. They filled these tubes with gunpowder and tied them to their arrows. The small rockets made their arrows fly much further. Armies fighting against the Chinese soon copied these ideas. Over time, other countries began to use rockets for war. New ideas were tried. More powerful gunpowder was created. During the 1700s, armies in India used rockets against the British Army. Some rockets were fired up into the air. Others were aimed along the ground, bouncing and blazing towards the enemy. They scared the horses and elephants as well as the soldiers. Soon, the British Army was also using rockets. Like the Indians and Chinese, the British used long sticks to help their weapons fly straight, just like modern skyrockets. Some sticks were 5 meters long. Then people discovered that using small fins on the end of a rocket also kept it flying straight. This was much simpler than using the long sticks. By the 1800s, rockets were used in many ways. Whalers attached small rockets to their harpoons to kill whales. A rocket helped the harpoon to fly further and meant that the whalers could stay at a safer distance from the whale. Rockets were also used to fire rescue lines from the shore to sinking ships. Dr. Robert Goddard was one of the greatest rocket builders of the early 1900s. He built many new types of rocket. Goddard also tried different types of fuel. His first liquid fuel rocket was built in 1926. It only rose 12 meters off the ground before crashing into a cabbage patch. But it worked. Goddard's dream was to send a rocket into outer space. People laughed at him and said it could never happen. They were wrong. Meanwhile, rockets continued to be used for war. Near the end of the Second World War, Germany began launching a long-distance rocket. This was the huge V-2, which stood taller than a 5-story building. A V-2 would fly for over 300 kilometers before silently dropping down onto its target. It carried enough explosive to destroy a whole city block. No fighter plane could catch it. No one could even hear it until the explosion came. After the Second World War, several countries made military rockets that could reach targets 3,000 kilometers away. That's like launching a rocket in Auckland and hitting something in Sydney. Luckily, none of these have ever been used in a war. In the 1950s, America and Russia began to build space rockets. They were not to be used for war, but to explore outer space. Early on, these rockets could still be dangerous. Some blew up on the launch pad or in flight. One disaster happened in 1967. All three American Apollo 1 astronauts died on the launch pad after an electric spark started a fire. The space rockets included the Vostok series, the Titan series, and the huge Saturn V. which stands as tall as a 25-story building. These rockets carried rats, frogs, dogs, monkeys, and humans into space. In 1969, an American rocket, Apollo 11, landed the first man on the moon. Will rockets ever carry people to Mars and further into space? Not all the way. Rockets need too much fuel and are too heavy for long journeys. But rockets will still be needed to launch satellites and astronauts up from Earth. Nothing else is powerful enough to reach the speed, 11 kilometers per second, necessary to break free from Earth's gravity. In fact, rockets will always be a real blast.